Everything you say, I disagree with. What does that look like on a mantle? It's the mental mantle.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Coming up in 10 minutes, the Purdy prognosis. And then at 1 o'clock, we'll have sounds of the week in the NFL. We did that last week. Had some great sound that Evan came up with. And we'll do it again this week.
We're going to do it every week.
Evan, we'll see. We'll see.
He liked that. I got it. That's my guy.
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Did you see how the 49ers were responsible for Dan Campbell having to move?
What?
Yeah, the 49ers are responsible for Dan Campbell having to move his house.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
So it's amazing the way they can do this. So,
fandom!
So Dan Campbell, the coach of the Detroit Lions. So last year, apparently, after they lost to the 49ers, a bunch of people showed up at Dan Campbell's house to give him grief, I guess. Well, they were still back in the Bay Area, clearly, he and his wife, but his daughter was at home. So they were able to find out who the person was that gave out Dan Campbell's home address.
Oh, I got to believe they're in true hot water.
I don't know. According to a report, a Lions security official contacted Bloomfield police that night to report Campbell's address. An investigation conducted by police and NFL security revealed that a male high school classmate of Dan Campbell's daughter posted the family's home address on Snapchat with an accompanying text that said, had a profanity and said, this guy trying to go for it.
You little, okay, I don't want to lose my gig, but man. Yeah, so, no felony in there. Just now it's a high school kid, but damn.
Yeah, so
they had to move, huh?
Yeah, then people started showing up at his house over the course of, I guess, the summer. And
that was a great comeback, but he sure helped him. He went Madden. He acted like he was a teenager playing Madden.
888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the Niners. They're off to a 1-2 start. Patriots coming in Sunday, but we're not through looking back at their loss to the LA Rams and a lot of areas of concern, that's for sure. What's your main concern with the San Francisco 49ers right now? I mean, I think I'd have to put a blanket, you're right, Goo, over the defense. The defense has not been anything special so far this year, and they just don't seem to be wreaking any havoc. They don't seem to be impacting the opposing team's offense. It looks like they're very basic, maybe vanilla, and I don't know. Can it change? Obviously, it can change, but will it change is the question. Big Ike is in Oakland, and he wants to talk about the defense and the defensive coordinator. Hey, Big Ike, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Love the show, man. Love you guys. Tiny and the Gooster, man. Love.
Appreciate it.
All right, man. So my main concern is the services, dude. We're talking about the defense. Let's stay on point.
Okay.
It's the defense coordinator, man. He doesn't scheme the guys up right. I've been looking around the league and watching these guys. They do zigzags at the line when they rush in. We're so plain and vanilla, like you just mentioned. He's not scheming us, so we heavily penalized. Like, guys are much apparently not coached right, or I don't know what's going on. It's like your quarterback can just throw the ball up, and there we go, 48-yard penalty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So most of that stuff I'm seeing is the defensive coordinator, and we need to get this right and get it corrected quickly, man. I'm highly concerned about the defense right now, and we need to get my guy back, Greenlaw, man. We need to get the spirit of the defense back on the field.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Thanks, Big Ike.
And I'll say this. If on a bad day, Wilkes' defense was good enough to still help the team get to the Super Bowl, all the fire and criticism that he caught, it is more than fair game to wonder what the hell Sorensen is doing after 3 weeks, Donnie. It just is. And all of a sudden now the defenders don't know how to play the ball in the air to where they can't get, you know, not avoid penalties or whatnot. Like, this is bad.
He brought up Dre Greenlaw. He got hurt in the Super Bowl last year. Kyle Shanahan was asked about Greenlaw's status yesterday. Here's what he said.
No, I mean, when I set out at the beginning of the year, I was hoping mid-season, so I haven't asked here in the last couple weeks, but that was what it was at the beginning of the year, and still hoping that, so, but mid-season still a ways away.
So they're still looking at mid-season for Dre Greenlaw.
If they got him back in any capacity, one, I'd be shocked, but two, Steiny, just right now, as it looks, they need him more than all outdoors right now. They're not nasty. That's what you said. And I get you with the vanilla. We talked about the blitz, or it's obvious when they're blitzing and where they're blitzing from, but they're not nasty. Outside of Fred Warner, and you know the worst part about Sunday? And I'm not blaming Hufanga. I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying.
You can blame everybody.
No, when I heard he was going to play in the game, I'm like, oh, they're back. They'll be nasty. But it takes more than one, and right now you can run the ball on the Niners, and you can damn sure throw it deep.
Tony in the city. Tony's going to give us some perspective. What's going on, Tony? How you doing?
Hey, what's up, fellas? You know, I don't think things are as bad as the way they feel right now. Let me tell you why.
All right.
Coming off an off season, as annoying and lousy as that was, with the contract dramas and the injury with Greenlaw, you know, we're off to a slow start, right? And then you look at Minnesota. Minnesota is a tough place to win, right? And then they were playing lights out. They're hitting on all cylinders right now, and we still came pretty darn close. Couple plays going our way, and we had that game. Then you go to L.A., right?
Okay.
Beating an 0-2 team, that's a hard thing to do. And the reason is they're backed up against the wall. No, they cannot lose the next game. So they play with everything they have.
It was 14-0 in the first quarter. I get you. It was 14-0. You had it.
It was, right. But, you know, the 0-2 team is a tough team to beat, you know. And so they came back and they won. And, again, they came back with a couple changes and play calling, a couple bad luck, we would have won that game. So we're right in the thick of it. We're going to get better as the year goes on. You'll see. We'll get better.
Appreciate it, Tony. Yeah, they're going to have to, obviously.
Yeah, miss me with the Rams and they're a wounded animal. You had that. You tricked that one off, I believe.
Well,
that game should have been over.
I think the bottom line is the 49ers got up 2 touchdowns. They knew they were playing a team that was undermanned, even though they were. I'm sure the 49ers felt like they were a significantly better team than the Rams. I think they got up 14-0, and they kind of put it in cruise control.
Yeah, and if you want to call us and say a team that was just in the Super Bowl and has made the NFC Championship 4 straight years is going to go on a win streak, I'm here for you. That wouldn't shock anybody, Stoney, but through 3 games, this is not how anybody had it dialed up.
925 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. So you don't think the 49ers defense not being as good has anything to do with the fact that they're just getting older now? People have a ton of tape on them. D-Flow? And Armstead were bigger parts of the D-line than any number of the first-round picks they brought in. But, of course, it's always Steve Wilkes' fault. Steve Wilkes' fault.
And he's not here right now, but I'll say this to that point, Steiny. Where's your pen and notebook? Greenlaw was on the field, so was Armstead, when Detroit was up 24-7. And they did that in one half and made that defense look like Swiss cheese. We know what happened. Niners fixed it and won the game. But good God, to the caller's point, that would be the only time I would say, okay, maybe – you know, guys are getting a little older or whatnot, but that was concerning. But they had a good Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I thought.
Jason in the Central Valley. Hey, Jace. What's going on, man?
Good afternoon, boys. How you doing today?
Hey. Doing well.
All right. There's a number of things to be concerned about, but for me, what I look at is I really just hope that they're looking at some running back depth moving forward. It's not looking good for CMC. It's just really hard to remain optimistic or positive about that. I don't think Garendo's going to cut it as a proper backup, and we all know the type of injury history that goes with being a 49ers running back, so I just really hope that they're kind of shopping the waiver wire right now to get some depth back there, because if Mason goes down, that's really, really not a good thing. So appreciate the time. That's all I got. Appreciate it, boys. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jace. Appreciate the call.
It's like, to that point, what do you always say? Guru, it's football. Injuries are going to happen. But just think about the possibility of life without Mason. And I'm not saying Guerrero can't do it, but Stoney, that's what this is, man.
I can't think about life without a guy who's healthy. I got to think about how we can be better with the guys we have.
But Baldy told you, if you start running this beast into the ground, I'm talking about J.P. Mason, then what? Like, you got to be careful, that's all. And you were preaching last week load management, and I'm not saying the Niners do that, but they're in between a rock and a hard place, man.
One question I have, and it's a kind of question that I haven't really heard a lot about it, probably because it's complete and utter hindsight. But
that's what we do.
It just got me thinking that, you know, the 49ers lose in the Super Bowl and they go into the offseason and McCaffrey's got a little nagging injury and they paid him. They paid him this offseason. And that was an injury that apparently didn't just crop up. Kyle Shanahan said he was dealing with it a little bit last year. I mean, if he is out a real extended period of time, I just wonder what was going on there when it came time for McCaffrey to say, "Give me more money."
Now I feel like there is a greater there's something you're getting to.
Yeah, he was hurt, maybe,
but. A guy of his caliber,
made a mistake.
It was the benefit of the doubt. I mean, they didn't say, "Hey, before you sign this, let's check
your
Achilles."
They knew he was hurt. Why not? Well, doesn't a guy have to take a physical when he gets a new contract or when he gets traded?
I'm just going. Wasn't it just a calf then? You know what I mean? Like there was no reason to believe he wasn't going to be ready to go.
Okay. Well, I don't necessarily think that's the case. Mm. That they didn't know we might not be ready to go. All I know is...
So they didn't do their due diligence.
Well, I don't know. But all I know is Kyle Shanahan said...
Week 17 against the Rams.
Exactly. So...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But you finished the season, so there was no reason to think, Stoney, I guess. There's no reason. You didn't miss anything else. We lost the Super Bowl. So there's no reason for us to feel like you need to go to Kaiser before you sign this. We re-up you or give you this new. You know what I mean?
Like, why not? If you say he got hurt in week 17, that means he played three games and he wasn't 100% in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You think the team didn't know he wasn't 100% in the playoffs? Of
course, I guess
they had to. Yeah.
But I guess I'm focused on he finished the marathon.
Okay.
So there was no reason to really be like, boy.
Okay.
Stoney's.
Okay, so then you use him 2 years in a row. He's not you use him 2 years in a row. He gets 340. Yeah. You saw what had happened last time to McCaffrey.
Yes.
Okay. So now you know at the end of the last season he's banged up. And you paid him. Like, I'm just saying I haven't heard a lot about that. And McCaffrey was the first guy who got paid. And McCaffrey was the first guy who they took care of. I think it's fair to ask some questions about what's been going on with McCaffrey.
But it doesn't change his ETA is what I'm saying. Like, I'm thinking week 8 or 9.
You know what else it doesn't change? The amount of money he's cashing a check for every week. Mm-hmm. Time for the Purdy. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube. Powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
We've had two nights to sleep on Brock's performance.
Here's Purdy, takes off and goes head first for 10. Leading by 6. Purdy protected, floats it for Kittle. Kittle with a catch in out across the 35. Play action, Purdy, use check. The catch, first and goal.
Now it's time for Stani and Guru to break the huddle and deliver their Purdy prognosis.
All right, it's that time when we talk about Brock Purdy, and I think it's pretty obvious that he's been playing terrific football. I don't think you can ask any more of Brock Purdy. He's doing everything you wanted him to do, and it is pretty ironic that he's the one guy, along with Warner and Jennings, who have been their best players. And maybe that's the silver lining so far through three games, is Brock Purdy is proving that he's going to be here a long time in a 49er uniform.
Yeah, and I hate to do this, Donnie, because we don't agree often, but the bottom line is I'll probably catch some heat because I'm going to take it a step further. I've seen enough, and I'm watching football all day, every day on Sundays, and I'm watching quarterback play in different cities. But if you look at this man's resume, Brock Purdy, that is, one of our biggest fights culminated off a conversation of, I need to see him without weaponry. Well, darn it, Sunday was it. No Kittle, no Debo, no McCaffrey, who he hadn't had all season, leading the league in passing right now. And it's not just the passing numbers. It's the command. It's the ability to use the legs. He's passing every test. So I know people are going to come for me, but I'm telling Niner fans, you're watching your quarterback for the next 7 to 8 years. What that's going to equate to on the calculator in the offseason, I don't know, but I know what I'm watching, and I'm pretty confident in knowing when I'm watching a guy that has the it factor, the tangibles. Brock Purdy's the dude. And right now, Stani, I feel like, I know they're 1-2. He's saying to the naysayers, hold my beer each week. And I feel like it's going to continue this Sunday against New England.
Yeah,
that's just how I feel,
well,
man.
I mean,
I could be wrong, or we could be wrong. I think I'm going a little further than you, but come on, man. Put some respect on the kid's name.
Well, you got to put respect on the kid's name. But you also have to be fair and bring up a point that you did earlier, and that is he had two chances in the last two weeks to do what Matt Stafford did.
But it takes a community, because Bell drop was, it was a beautiful ball.
Right.
You got to catch it. But it'll go on his ledger as an incompletion. But it would add to the, what word am I looking for? I'm going fantastic. It would add to the fantastic day that he had. You know what I mean, Stani? Imagine if that ball's completed. We're like, oh, Purdy, but I'm waiting for him to fail, or to return the glass slipper.
What?
And it's not.
Well,
it's not going to happen as long as he's with Kyle.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
yeah,
who knows?
I could be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time.
Who knows?
Check my college transcripts.
I mean, I feel like in week one, Purdy was solid, and they didn't need him to do a whole heck of a lot. He did everything he was asked, and he had a real solid game. They beat the Jets. Week two, not as good. Week two, I don't think he was great.
But he was running for his life.
Week two, I don't feel like he was running for his life.
They sacked him 6 times.
But I feel like they kept him in the pocket, and so he wasn't able to run. But as for Sunday's game, I can't pick a lot out of that to be disappointed about with Brock Purdy. I mean, the only thing is 9-2-5. I mean, it's the bottom line in the NFL. But is he winning? And so far they're 1-2, and
yeah,
they've just had a lot of guys who haven't been playing well. But I think anybody,
Ayuk one of them.
I think anybody who's being objective is probably would acknowledge that Purdy's having one of the best years of any player on the team.
You're right.
There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. Him, Fred, and Mason.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll put Jennings in there. Hey, I don't know how many NFL locker rooms you've been in your day, but I'm being here. I'm being real here, Stani, because we're talking about Brock Purdy, and I think during 1-2, he's a bright spot, okay? But with that, Do you say, hey, Stoney, let's go to lunch after practice? Or come over to the house, let's just chop it up. You're Ayuk. Like, I don't know what's going on with Ayuk. If he feels like he, you know, hey, it's just rust. But if I'm the leader I think Brock Purdy is, I think I ask him to come over, let's have some lunch, or just chop it up about, I'm not going to make a conscious effort to get you the ball or force feed you, but Stoney, he did have 10 targets. So my point is, Brock's doing, to me, all he can on the field to get Ayuk the ball. And I know the people are going to say, well, what about when he was running free? That play was off script. But do you think that would help, maybe help them fix this?
Do you think the players know what's going on with Ayuk?
That's $1 million.
Or do you think the players?
The one that matters to me is the quarterback. But to answer your question, I can't run from you. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe the team just thinks he's rusty.
Right.
And it's no more than that. But if there's something more going on,
this
the team knows it. His teammates know if there's something more going on. And it's not just he's battling back to get into shape.
Well, he's dropping balls. We've seen it, two in the first quarter, and then he caught some other ones. But damn it, I hate the fact that you came in here 1 week before the season started when you did your math. Guru, he gets 4.5 catches a game. So that's what he's been doing. Yeah. But now since he inked the deal, we want him to be what Jennings was or what Jerry Rice or Terrell Owens has been. Stoney, what if the rat on the table is he's not that?
Well, he's not. You just compared him to Rice and Owens.
Last year he had a career year.
That's right, but he still wasn't Rice or Owens. I mean, look, he's put a couple good years on paper. I don't believe those were a mirage, but maybe this is essentially who he is. You know, 4 or 5 catches a game.
Well, this would be a horrible deal by the Niners, and I don't think it is who he is. This would be horrendous.
I fully believe they paid a guy $30 million, and this is who he is. Like, I don't believe Brandon Ayuk is going to get
Stein.
Significantly better.
Oh, he better.
He caught for 1,300 yards last year. I mean, he led the league in average reception yards. So, I mean.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I hope you're dead wrong. I know Niner fans, or even the Niners. Like, hey, Stoney, we like you, but, man, this dude can give us more than this.
Well, and it's to me, this is what I think hurts teams. And it is, you're paying McCaffrey a ton of money. He's not available. Okay, that's an injury. You're paying Bosa big boy money, not playing like
that's
a big boy.
That's a problem.
You're paying Williams big boy money, not getting your money's worth. Pretty soon you go up and down that roster and you realize most of the guys on the team have not played well through 3 games.
Okay. All right.
And so you look at the salary, and again, you look, they're supposed to be the team's best players.
Right. And 2 of them
missed camp. And they haven't been.
You
exactly.
are correct. So if we double back to your point, I'm not arguing with you, and say, hey, Stoney, check back with us in week 3, and they're all playing, doing what they're supposed to, then there's nothing to see
here. Well, there is something to see here, because all of them aren't playing well.
No, that I get.
But
I would get more concerned if we get to New England, Arizona, and Seattle, and it's still this, then there's a problem.
They got to get back to the way they were. I'm not even expecting them to be better than they were. But they're not even at the point of where they used to be.
Well, how can you do that without Greenlaw? I think it's bigger than Greenlaw. He's not on the line, Stoney. And now you lose
Hargrave.
Exactly.
So what? He's not going to play for 9 weeks.
I guess what I'm saying is it's not as easy as you make it sound.
Why not? Why isn't it? Why isn't it easier for Bosa?
If I knew, I wouldn't be here with you every day.
Right. And the only conclusion you can come to is he's not playing well. He hasn't played well. And you need a guy who's supposed to be dominant to be dominant, and he hasn't been. And so then what happens? Well, then you gotta hope for more out of your role players, and maybe their role players aren't capable of, right.
You didn't mention DC.
What's that?
Defensive coordinator.
Mention everybody. Mention everybody. There's, I mean, again, Make a list of 49er players who are having a good season. You only need one hand. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, I'm asking a simple question, and it's what's up with the Niners? What do you see in your team these first 3 weeks, and how concerned are you with this start? 888-957-9570. Also at 1 o'clock, Sounds of the Week. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.